number one sports site in the world.
Live from the Quicken Loans studios of the Yahoo Sports Radio headquarters. Nighttime is the right time.
You know the nighttime now.
It's Tony D on Yahoo Sports Radio.
All right, just to get you a little update on the British Open at Royal Troon, our man Colin Montgomery, who double bogeyed the first hole, has now been on a roll. He has made three birdies and is now at one under. Two shots back of Sang-hee Lee, who's at three under through five. Luke Donald at one under. Montgomery at one under. Ryan Palmer at one under. Yes, only a handful of players have teed off. David Duval at even par. I like David Duval, and I'm glad that the British Open victory allows him to stay competitive in this tournament. He won it in 2001. You get to be in the British Open, I think, until you're 60. That's amazing when you think about it. Like, for no other reason, you could do nothing in life. You could actually quit golf and go live in Aspen like Justin Leonard. But if you are a former British Open champion, you can play in the tournament until you're 60. Masters, you can play, I think, they used to be for life, and then they sort of backed up on that. But that's you get to go. Every July, you get to go to the British Open. John Daly should be in this field, too, somewhere. He should be teeing off here. Jordan Spieth will go in about an hour. He was looking for his third major championship. So that's just keeping you updated on the British Open that's going now on at Royal Troon. 800-777-2907, the phone number. Okay, this could be good news for you college football playoff fans, but we'll see. The college football playoff is considering moving the playoff semifinals away from New Year's Eve. Bill Hancock, who is the College Football Playoffs Executive Director, said the move could happen no sooner than after the 2018 regular season. So we still are a couple of years away from that. He said, quote, "We're exploring if there's a better date for the semifinals." Can I stop Bill Hancock right there and say any date is better than the current one that you have? But he says, we're thinking about it if New Year's Eve is the way to go. No, New Year's Eve is not the way to go. All right, New Year's Eve, that was a mess. That was a disaster. How you guys are not seeing that is beyond me. How you think that that was something that should have happened in the first place is beyond me. Move the games and move them as soon as you possibly can. I know you're contractually obligated for that, so you know maybe 2018 is when there's a clean slate and you can move it then. But let's be honest, that was not a good move. That was a mess. New Year's Eve is a time to celebrate, go to parties, and have a good time, not sitting around watching college football games. People who really wanted to watch college football still had to go to New Year's Eve's parties and events, and especially those of us who are married and are committed to New Year's Eve parties. Now, I was lucky. I think I had to work that night at the station, so I did that. I did the show, and I watched the games. But still, most of you out there went to your friend's house, neighbor's house, parties, whatever, and college football playoff, if you had no dog in the fight, what were you going to do? Stay home and watch that when you could be out rocking in the new year and having a good time? I mean, it was an awkward, awkward day. First of all, ABC was carrying the Times Square Ball Drop Celebrate 2016 event. And meanwhile, while they kept showing you the thousands and thousands of people that were outside of Times Square, they were also trying to convince you that, yes, these people may be out partying on one of the biggest party nights of the year, but don't forget, they're also on the new app that allows them to watch the college football game, which nobody was. It was silly. It was awkward to have Sage Steele try to pitch that to us. No, it was a mess, and it's a bad night to have college football. New Year's Day is a good night to have college football games because you're coming off the night. It's fun. You wake up. You got the day off. You sit around, and, you know, you're overcoming. Maybe you got a little hangover, got a little, just lay around, do nothing kind of day before we all go back to work on the second. Click, there's the Rose Bowl. Click, there's the Fiesta Bowl, whatever the games are on. That's what you want on New Year's Day. New Year's Eve, the two most important games are on? No. Stop. This was an easy fix. Do it once. Oops, guess what? Nobody was watching. Do it and then get out of it as soon as you can. Yeah, ESPN, I think, wants out of the New Year's Eve Bowl anyway. These New Year's Eve games anyway. I think they'd love to have the games somewhere else. This year, the Peach and the Fiesta Bowl will be on New Year's Eve. The title game will be January 9th in Tampa, Florida. So, I hope they change it. Because it does stink. All right, 800-777-2907, 800-777-2907. Adam's News of the Night is coming up. And we'll not do a Major League Baseball wrap-up, obviously, because we're in the All-Star break, so we will not have that for you this evening. But I can't wait to bring that back next week. And also, that segues we into what's coming up in a week and a half, and that is our countdown to kick off our 32-day previews all the way through to the start of the season that starts July 25th. And that is our opening team will be the Los Angeles Rams. Then we will go to the New York Jets and so on and so on. Go to our Facebook page, Tony D Radio Show, and you'll get the complete listing of teams that we're doing for the first week in our countdown to kickoff. All right, 800-777-2907 and on Twitter at Tony D Radio. I want to get this story out there. I heard Adam Silver commented on the Kevin Durant move, saying that it's not good for the league. And I kind of wanted to think about this from a perspective of should a commissioner comment on something that has been legally done in the transfer of talent, even if that commissioner does believe that it is damaging to the sport? Does he have either an obligation or a strong feeling that he should make his opinions on this public? See, I'm torn between this, and I think Adam Silver is wrong. Kevin Durant leaving for the Golden State Warriors was legally done. There wasn't any collusion. There wasn't anything illegal about it. Nobody manipulated anything. This was legally done. The Warriors created space, offered a deal. Durant accepted it. Even if you think it's damaging to the sport, and it probably is, I don't like it. I know a lot of people don't like it. I think if you're a commissioner, I really don't think you should be saying these kind of things. I don't think you should be saying these kind of things publicly. Adam Silver has a responsibility for the integrity of his league. And this sheds a big light on the problem of Durant going to Golden State to create a super team. Silver said during a news conference, just to be absolutely clear, I do not think it's ideal from a league standpoint. For me, the designing of the collective bargaining agreement that encourages the distribution of great players throughout the league. On the other hand, I absolutely respect a player's right to become a free agent, and in this case for Kevin Durant to make a decision that he feels it's best for him. But still, I think when you're a commissioner, you should be saying, yeah, well, it's the way it is. If you don't like it, that's okay. But other owners should be telling Adam Silver, you really need to not speak on this. Look, we may have an issue with the creation of super teams, but there, for the grace of God, go I, Adam Silver. If I could free up some money and have three or four very, 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 very good basketball players on my roster, a couple of perennial all-stars, some going down as one of the greatest players of all time, I would do it too. And we shouldn't have a league that discourages that based on the legal maneuvering of free agency. If you're Mark Cuban, if you're... oh, God, any owner. You can lament this, but only lament this from the fan perspective. But as a businessman in the league, you shouldn't be saying anything on this. This is something that happens because this is the way your system works. And yes, the collective bargaining agreement where you can give max dollars and all of that is designed so that an Orlando Magic can step up and go, we've got money to bring in a superstar. There's no Florida State income taxes. And you know what? We may be an up-and-coming team, but come play for us. And somebody might go, yes! Not, I will take less to go play with those three other superstars. And by the way, we might be bringing in a fifth. I think this is a bad road for a commissioner to go down. You can be outraged by something on the court. You can be outraged by conduct of a player. You can be outraged if somebody manipulates the rules for their benefit. You can be outraged at tanking that the Philadelphia 76ers did during the season. You can be outraged by what Draymond Green in the finals. You can be outraged by all of those things. This is something that, because it's legal, I think you should say, you know, as a fan, I hate it. As a commissioner, I really shouldn't comment. And don't comment. 800-777-2907. Coming up, Adam's News of the Night, going beyond the headlines as we continue to roll along through the night on Yahoo Sports Radio.
Yes, your NFL team has made its picks.
The 2016 NFL Draft.
Now it's time for you to have a little draft.
Fantasy football from Yahoo is back.
The 2016 Yahoo Fantasy Football season has opened. Just go right now to yahoo.com/fantasyfootball. The number one fantasy football game in the world is Yahoo Fantasy Football.
Hey, you want to increase your brain power, be smarter, improve your memory and focus? Well, there is a new brain supplement called Mental Bright, made with ingredients that naturally enhance your mental abilities. Mental Bright is so confident in their formula that if you try it and it doesn't work, they'll write you a check for 10% more than you paid for it. That's 110% money back guarantee. Mental Bright's ingredients are scientifically proven to work. Go to mentalbright.com to start improving your brain abilities today. To brighten your mind, go to mentalbright.com.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-990-1542. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-990-1542. That's 1-800-990-1542. 1-800-990-1542.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-6820.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-6820. That's 1-800-952-6820.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-961-5486.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs with no hassle. Never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-961-5486. That's 1-800-961-5486.
Hey, Zabe here. Join us on Thursday's program. Oh, it is the dead of summer. We'll think of something, though. Don't worry. Like, should Pete Rose be in the Hall of Fame? Or was Michael Jordan overrated? You know, all the old, timeless, segment-absorbing sports radio tropes from yesteryear. Also, we'll talk This Might Be a Dumb Question, plus Roy Wood Jr. Join us Thursday. We'll make it fun.
Mornings, 6 to 10 Eastern on Yahoo Sports Radio and yahoosportsradio.com. The Steve Zabin Show.
Went through a list of the best cities to retire in based on criteria that nobody agrees with. We did our Game of Thrones 1 minute review. Yay. Just 1 minute. That's all it took. Me being way behind. Talked about Zerlon Tipton Jr. shooting himself while reaching for a loaded gun in his duffel bag of guns while dropping his car off at the car dealership to get repaired.
Waking up America like no one else.
Johnny Manziel's Hi Dad from Cabo we talked about. And of course, the fridge back in the news because of Buddy Ryan passing away. We find that the fridge is not in good shape. He is drinking every day. He's a known alcoholic. Drinking he's 450 pounds. Drinking every day, and he's got a variety of health ailments, but nobody seems to be able to reach him. And that's called a good show, because trust me, there ain't nothing else going on.
The Steve Zabin Show. Mornings 6 to 10 Eastern on Yahoo Sports Radio. Tony D on the third shift.
It's Tony D with you
on Yahoo Sports Radio and yahoosportsradio.com.
All right, it's time for the news of the night, where we go through beyond the headlines to try to find you the wacky things that are going on in this planet we call Earth. Adam delivers them, and what is story number one?
Story number one, you watched Breaking Bad, didn't you?
Yes, I did. I loved it.
Okay, remember the character Gus Fring?
Yes.
He owned... What was it? Like a fast food joint, right?
It was a chicken.
Yeah, the chicken place.
It was
place.
Fast food chicken place.
Yes.
If
you said
God,
it, I'd remember it, but I can't think of it right now.
Hermanos or something like that?
Well, this was compared to, on the story I read of it, this was compared to him. A guy in Virginia Beach owned a bakery, and he was selling cakes and cocaine.
Oh, okay. Was it like in the frosting or anything
nope,
like that?
No, nothing. You'd come in and you'd pick up a cake and also pick up some cocaine.
So was there code like, I'm here for a wedding cake. Well, what kind of wedding cake do you need? It would be great if it was a kind of a bigger wedding cake than the last time I was here, if you know what I mean. All sorts of bakery code.
Best part about this was the cakes they were selling were just boxed. They were from box Betty Crocker, probably. So they were just making box cakes and selling them. And then supposedly they were selling more than $60,000 a week worth of cocaine.
He opens up a bakery shop. He goes to the grocery store. He buys a whole bunch of Betty Crocker mix. Yeah. He creates these cakes that basically housewives just do on like a real quick pinch for the kids, like, you know, PTA meeting and stuff like that. Like, I need a cake. Let me just throw this thing together real quick. Meanwhile, he's making a whole business selling these things, but it's really not that. It's the cocaine that he's selling on the side.
It was not Betty Crocker. It was Hines.
Yeah. It was Duncan Hines. You know, the ones where they say just add oil and egg?
Correct, yes. That's all they were doing, and making cakes, slapping some icing on them.
Boy, this tastes awful familiar. It tastes like my mom when I was a kid. Oh, that's awesome. Not the cocaine part, but the buying Betty Duncan Hines cake mix. Having your own business.
It was a husband and wife.
Oh, even better.
They deposited over $300,000 into the bank over the course of the last year. But they claimed on their taxes that they were losing $6,500 a month on the bakery.
Oh, yeah, that's great. That's always good, right? Well, you can't seem to make this bakery work. I don't know. Do you make cakes with fresh ingredients measured with love? No, we just all kind of throw it into a box.
Just amazing that...
That is great.
You
the laundering that they must have done just to keep this thing afloat.
Yeah, because, I mean, they said they were making over $60,000 a week selling cocaine out of the bakery. I mean, that's $60,000 a week. You're getting $300,000 in just over a month.
All right, so I am so naive when it comes to this. So those of you out there, don't laugh at me. How do you get a business that sells, like, how do people go into your bakery and buy cocaine?
There had to be like a code word or something.
Right, and then it gets out, and then, like, when you buy, I would think if you bought drugs on the street, you could, I don't know, there's not like an organization to it, right? Like, you're just meeting a guy and you don't know him, he don't know you. But when you have a business where, like, yeah, that's Martha and Dan, they sell a cake that, you know, that's really special, if you know what I mean.
Right.
Like, and then eventually wouldn't word get out to people that are like cops? And so, like, oh yeah, I hear Martha and Dan sell bakery products that come with a little extra kick.
I've seen the show Cops countless times where guys basically at their house just have a drive-through window. You walk up to a window.
Jeez Louise.
Right out the window, you get the money, you get the drugs, and you just exchange and go. It's just like a drive-through.
That's crazy.
And they'll have lines standing outside their windows.
Great. Oh, my God. The bakery couple that sells Coke on the side. My God. It's America for you. All right. Story number two.
Have you heard of Amazon Prime Day?
Yeah, I did. It's like they give away the Prime for free, and then, or they have deals on it.
Yeah, they have really good deals on stuff. Well, this Ontario-based company named Vivir, I think is how you say it, they sold 24,000 hammocks in one day.
What?
They made just shy of $2 million in one day. And this is just a little small business.
Just because they went on,
Amazon Prime? Amazon Prime Day.
Oh, my God.
They made almost
For a hammock. I wish I knew it was on a special sale like that.
It's normally $130. It was $80 on Prime Day. They sold 24,000 hammocks. Normally per month, they sell 4,000.
Okay, so they really needed to go out and hire some people.
Yes, they were overloaded, and orders didn't stop once the price jumped back to $130. They kept selling.
Oh, okay.
So,
by the way, I wonder how that MyPillow guy that I see late night on my television did on Prime Day.
Yeah, I wonder.
Yeah,
I had never heard of it, so that it was new to me.
It was just now. This company was out of Canada, you said?
Yeah, Ontario.
Oh, good. Then you know the quality was there on those hammocks.
So I didn't even see the product. I don't know how good the product is, anything, but
I love a good hammock. Man, hammocks are the best. I wish I had known. I would have bought myself a good hammock for $80. Those are sweet.
There was 34 million items sold on Amazon Prime
Day.
That's
great. God, we are moving to a more internet-based society where the people just jump on that internet thing and click away. Good for them.
I just wish I knew about it. I'd have checked it out.
I would have checked it out, too. All right, story number three.
Story number three. If you had any inkling to go to eBay and search for skulls or bones, you can no longer buy that on eBay.
Okay, wait a minute. All right, now, we're talking skull and bones like the Yale Secret Society, or I want something that has skull and bones on it?
No. Actual skulls. Human skulls.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Like human skulls.
Yes.
All right, so if I have some dead people, what you're saying is I have some dead people, I have their actual skulls, and I want to sell them on eBay, I cannot do that.
You cannot do it anymore. You could. Up until very recently.
And bones, that doesn't make...
Some people were selling a human skull for $5,500 per skull.
That sounds like a perfect Law & Order episode.
It really does, doesn't it?
Like, you know, like where they're, like, they don't know where the dead body is, and they find out, they trace it where somebody killed somebody and then took their skull and sold it on eBay to, like, some place and... Madison, Wisconsin, and they've got to make the trip out to Madison, Wisconsin to go find the skull so they can prosecute the guy who murdered the guy. That would have been a good episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. So to go see Jerry Orbach, the late Jerry Orbach, on the road in Madison, Wisconsin.
They said that people sold these that were, quote unquote, intended for medical use.
Oh, sure, right?
Right. Which is,
I think there is probably a subculture of people that collect that stuff that just for morbid reasons.
Yeah, I'm sure.
You know, like, I don't use it for medical reasons. I just like having a live skull on my desk in my office.
So weird.
Brandon on Twitter, they had a daily special: buy some cocaine, get a cake free. Yeah, I'm coming in for a couple of bags, then they get a free cake.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Golly, the bakery that sells coke.
$60,000 a week.
$60,000 a week, and told the IRS they were losing $6,500.
Good plan.
Yeah, you knew eventually that empire was collapsing. Yahoo Sports Radio.
Don't ever miss a moment of Yahoo Sports Radio.
Have you downloaded our brand new Yahoo Sports Radio mobile app?
What will happen next?
Just go to yahoosportsradio.com.
Or search for us in your app store.
This is a task you must manage.
Download the app. It's simple. You just press play.
What would we all give?
And there we are. Never miss a moment.
I'm with you, dude.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-945-9289. That's
1-800-945-9289.
Because sometimes you just need to have a little fun on your morning drive.
This is not a sports show. This is a me show.
The Steve Zabin Show on Yahoo Sports Radio.
Solly, how soon before Scott's daughter Instagrams her?
Waking up America like no one else.
Are you out of your mind?
Your sports and your fun and frivolity.
Because we just can't take ourselves too seriously, now can we?
God, I sound terrible, don't I?
The Steve Zabin Show.
Morning, 6 a.m. Eastern
on Yahoo Sports Radio.
Are you into sports betting? Are you trying to learn more tricks of the trade? Check out the new audiobook, An Introduction to Sports Betting, Blitz Style by Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman. If you're new to the game, want to learn the basics, they have you covered. If you're a veteran gambler and you want to improve your profit margin, this book's also for you. With almost 50 years of combined gambling experience, Fowler and Hoffman break down strategies for specific sports and types of wagers. They also delve into one of the most overlooked basics. That's right, how to manage your money. Sports betting has become more mainstream, and the competition is tougher than ever. Now you have the chance to level the playing field by downloading today. Thousands of dollars worth of knowledge are available for you at just $12.99. Go to podcastarena.com. That's podcastarena.com. And check out the Blitz page and follow the link. It takes minutes to download, and just a few hours, you'll have a lifetime's worth of handicapping tips at your disposal. It's an introduction to sports betting. Blitz Style, available now.
Each week, we examine the stadium beat from every angle.
With athletes like Fred Lynn.
The Green Monster, they call it that for a reason. About 12 foot of it from the ground to about 12 foot up was concrete. And if you hit that, I mean, it would just tear your skin off.
Joe Theismann.
What a great idea this is to be able to talk about the hallowed structures that exist today.
I'm Bill Hazen. Join me Saturdays, 8 a.m. Eastern Time for Stadiums USA right here on Yahoo Sports Radio.
It's Travis Rogers now.
What's so remarkable about Tim Duncan's career, and anybody that's even a passing basketball fan knows what a great player Tim Duncan is. This is a guy that dominated the NBA, played for 19 years, and was a dominant player in the NBA for what? 16, 14, 15, somewhere in there of those years. If you're a Spurs fan, you probably remember him hitting a shot, but I'm talking about outside of San Antonio, outside of the Spurs family. What do you remember? And the answer is, I don't know. I don't know if there is one, and that's remarkable in its own way. Every other great player has a signature moment, right? Tim Duncan's moment, and it's perfectly Tim Duncan, is that there isn't one. Just a million different fundamentally sound. I'm watching the highlight rip on ESPN right now. You know what it is? It's him turning around and banking a bunch of jumpers off the glass, which is what he did. And there isn't anything about you like, oh, damn, did you see that? It's like, yeah, that was nice.
Travis Rogers, now. Weekdays from noon to 2 p.m. Eastern on Yahoo Sports Radio.
Bloated belly? Gas? Acid reflux? You could have pounds of rotting, rancid, toxic gunk clogging up your gut right now. And with all the processed food we're exposed to today, it's no wonder why. Fortunately, there's Newbiotics, our first ever gunk buster for cleansing that toxic gunk out of your body. And right now, we're giving away a free trial to anyone who calls the following toll-free number, 1-800-982-6326. Strict limit of one free trial per household. With pounds of toxic gunk clogging up your gut, it's no wonder you don't feel good. Made with natural ingredients, Newbiotics is our first ever gunk buster scientifically designed to unclog your gut and cleanse that gunk from your body, flattening your belly and combating periodic bloating, excess gas, heartburn, and acid reflux. But hurry, call now for your free trial of Newbiotics while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-982-6326. Call now for details. 1-800-982-6326. That's 1-800-982-6326.
Tony D on the third shift.
It's Tony D with you
on Yahoo Sports Radio and yahoosportsradio.com.
Yeah, normally you hear that RBI baseball music and we give you the recap in Major League Baseball. We're in the All-Star break and it gets underway on Friday as the second half of the season rolls along. So what I thought I would do is the ESPYs were tonight. I didn't watch it. I don't usually watch the ESPYs. I'll give you full disclosure on this. The ESPYs used to be something I, as a younger broadcaster and a younger talk show host, I used to make fun of and sort of, you know, tease and just think it was so dumb. But over the years, there's been some really poignant moments that were done at the ESPYs. And whether you agree or disagree with some of the political viewpoints that have been expressed on the ESPYs, you know, it's become a place where those are at least expressed. Tonight, there were four athletes on stage talking about violence: Dwayne Wade, LeBron James, Chris Paul, Carmelo Anthony. That was very moving. And if I make fun of the entire event, right? If I say that the whole thing is just pompous and dumb and a waste of time and it's kind of silly, then I'm putting also the moment where Stuart Scott gave a very heartfelt speech, you know, or Jim Valvano years ago, or Craig Sager today. There's been a number of those moments, and I don't want to do that because those are very important moments, and those are really heartfelt moments. Yeah, you know, the craziest basketball shot award is, you know, all right. But the ESPYs are becoming something that has been getting respect over the years, has been getting sort of a lot of attention over the years. Mainstream news medias are covering who's hosting the ESPYs. And so it's not going to be the Academy Awards. It's not going to be the Grammys. But in our world, it's, you know, it's a pretty cool little thing. It's not a big deal. But I thought we'd go through some of the winners from tonight in case you missed it like me. The record-breaking performance award went to Steph Curry for all the three-pointers that he hit down. The best breakthrough athlete went to Jake Arrieta. Now, I don't know who are the nominees. Do they do this with nominees there, like the Academy Awards, or they just read these off?
No, there was nominees. I'm trying to think who.
Now, I remember the old days. You used to vote. Maybe you used to call in and you could vote for a particular play or person. And they used to run ads and they would say, like, the greatest buzzer-beating shot or something like that, and they would show you a bunch of clips, and then you could vote for that. But I didn't see a way to – do you go online to vote for this, or is it
I'm
a committee
sure
that votes
everything
for this?
Seems to be done online.
Yeah, exactly. The best play award was Aaron Rodgers to Richard Rodgers. That was that Monday night game with a last-second Hail Mary touchdown for the Packers. The best team was the Cleveland Cavaliers. I wouldn't argue with that. I thought that was one of the better moments in sports. Breanna Stewart was the best female athlete, the UConn basketball player. LeBron James, best male athlete. I don't find any disagreement with that whatsoever. Best championship performance, LeBron James. Again, that's right up the alley. Best game, the NBA Finals Game 7. Best NBA player, LeBron James. Was that a little surprising, though, best NBA player, LeBron James? Because that's not like the MVP. They could take playoffs into consideration.
Now, see, I don't know if I missed it. I feel like I watched a majority of it. I don't think we saw all the awards given out.
Yeah, okay.
I think a lot of them were behind the scenes. It was just the main ones. You were just talking about Jake Arrieta and one breakthrough. So, for example, the nominees were him, Conor McGregor of the UFC, Chloe Kim, who I think is like 14 years old, and she's like an amazing snowboarder, and Karl Anthony Towns from the NBA.
Oh, okay.
So it was those four, and Jake Arrieta won that.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, there's normally four, and then teams, there's like 13 because it's everybody who won a title.
Yeah, well, LeBron James getting best NBA player is the right answer, but this is an award that doesn't have the non-playoff attachment to it like the NBA MVP.
Right.
Best major league.
I feel like the nominee should have just been him and Steph.
It'd be him and Steph. Okay. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
I don't think we're putting anyone else on
Best Major League Baseball player was Bryce Harper. Best female action sports athlete was Jamie Anderson. I don't know who that is.
I don't either.
Probably ex-gamer, I'm assuming. Ryan Dungey was best male action sports athlete. I don't know who he is. I'm showing my age here, and I apologize. Best jockey was Mario Gutierrez. I think Mario Gutierrez raced Nyquist, if I'm not mistaken.
I believe you're right.
Yeah, I think I'm right. Best bowler. Oh, my God. Best bowler. Are we still doing that sport?
I guess.
Jason Belmonte. Yeah,
probably just because
nice
doesn't ESPN still...
Yes,
show the bowling,
yes. Isn't it on when football is on in the fall?
Right.
And
yes.
Chris Berman does his pregame show, and they go to bowling so that you can quickly run to NBC, CBS, or Fox, or whoever's got the games.
There's always, I think it's been bowling for years.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I remember that 10 years ago.
We're live in Reno for the Pin Smasher Challenge. You can't get enough of this. Let's see here. Best female college athlete was Breanna Stewart. Best female athlete with a disability was Tatiana McFadden. Best male athlete with a disability was Richard Brown. Best upset, Holly Holm over Ronda Rousey. I got to rack. You don't have the nominees in front of you, do you? Because I don't.
I do not.
This is a bad bit when I don't have myself. I'm trying to rack my brain to find another one. Holly Holm over Ronda Rousey is a big deal, but I'm wondering if there was another one that I would have picked over that. I can't think of anything off the top of my head.
No,
but that,
I can't either.
I can't. I'm trying to think of the college basketball playoff NCAA tournament, and I don't really remember a major one that really shocked the world. Holly Holm over Ronda Rousey though was a big deal, so that's probably right. Best coach, Tyronn Lue. What? Is that best coach overall? Tyronn Lue? Come on. Come on.
I mean, of course he's better than Saban and
my God.
Gino Auriemma, who just won his fourth title in a row. And
since the caveat isn't head coach, it's just coach. How about Wade Phillips?
Yeah.
For that Broncos defense. Tyronn Lue, are you out of your mind? Come on. Let's not all jump in the Cleveland Cavaliers swimming pool right now. Come on. Best international athlete was Cristiano Ronaldo. Best fighter, Conor McGregor. I would have loved to have seen him get that thing. Probably would have been screaming about UFC 200.
Probably wasn't even there.
Best NFL player was Cam Newton. Okay. Best NHL player, Sidney Crosby. I'll have to take their word for it.
I can't even find the nomination list on the internet. So,
Best WNBA player was Maya Moore. Boy, okay. Best male college athlete, Buddy Hield. That's a good award. I would agree with that completely. Buddy Hield was so good. So fun to watch. Best driver was Kyle Busch. All right, yeah, he won the championship. Best male golfer was Jordan Spieth. I'll take that. Best female golfer was Lydia Ko. Best male tennis player was Novak Djokovic. Best female tennis player, Serena Williams. I'd love to know how many ESPYs she has for this award. Probably 12. Best MLS player, Sebastian Giovinco. I'm not even going to go there. Giovinco? Sorry, I don't know who it is. Craig Sager won the Jimmy V Award for Perseverance. The Arthur Ashe Award for Courage went to Xavion Dobson. That's the high school kid,
yes,
right?
So that was very well done. They did a piece with, basically they did it from his point of view and in his words. His mom and his brothers helped write it, and Michael B. Jordan voiced it.
Oh, wow.
So it's kind of like from his point of view, the events leading up to it and what happened.
Wow.
So it was very nicely done.
Very well done. Pat Tillman Award for Service, Sergeant Elizabeth Marks. Best moment, Cleveland wins first title in 52 years. I will not disagree with that. Best comeback athlete was Eric Berry, well-deserved. And the Icon Award went to Kobe Bryant, Peyton Manning, and Abby Wambach. And this, you and I talked about this before. There was an uproar on Twitter about this. So the Icon Award went to the three athletes who are leaving their sport. Abby Wambach, Peyton Manning, and Kobe Bryant. These are well-deserving awards. However, we are missing one or two, depending on how you want to view it. And that is Jeff Gordon, who should have absolutely been on that stage. Without question. If you have a NASCAR award, then you've got to bring Jeff Gordon on that stage.
Yeah, for
absolutely.
Sure.
Jeff Gordon was the Tiger Woods of... No, Tiger Woods was the Jeff Gordon of golf. For a period of time. There was nobody more dominant than Jeff Gordon in his sport in the 90s. And Tim Duncan, and I know it was kind of a last-minute deal, but Tim Duncan leaving the game too.
Yes, your NFL team has made its picks.
The 2016 NFL Draft.
Now it's time for you to have a little draft.
Fantasy football from Yahoo is back.
The 2016 Yahoo Fantasy Football season has opened. Just go right now to yahoo.com/fantasyfootball. The number one fantasy football game in the world is Yahoo Fantasy Football. Hi, it's Chris Morales here at Yahoo Sports Radio. I do many, many jobs around here, including being one of the voices you hear often, tell you fun stuff and stuff that's coming up. And we've all been low on energy and downed a shot or an energy drink from the cooler, right? Some of us, like myself, have drank a lot of them over the years. And yeah, you know how they make you feel? Kind of like Beavis, right?
I am Cornholio.
You know what I'm talking about. Or like Tony Montana at the end of Scarface when you crash.
Say hello to my little friend.
That's because those drinks are revving your heart rate. They're giving you physical energy.
But do they actually help your brain?
Well, that's where I discovered a new product called Mental Bright. I wanted something that was actually going to help my brain, not just make me feel all tweaked out. Because if you're willing to drink something that makes your heart pound, why not give yourself something that'll give you mental energy? And no, I don't mean your head pounding. I mean you working smarter, feeling better, feeling more motivated, and feeling more focused. I guarantee you, you're going to like it. MentalBright.com.
Waking up with the Zay.
And there was a lot of trades as well. There's a lot of from Portland, from Indiana, via Oklahoma City, through Denver and Cleveland. Almost looks like someone's travel itinerary on orbits when they go for the cheapest fare possible. Oh, you want cheap? Well, this fare has six stops.
The Steve Zabin Show.
Mornings.
6 to 10 Eastern.
On Yahoo Sports Radio.
The Steve Zabin Show.
I was around plenty of small children this weekend when I was down at the beach, because the place we stayed had one of those free hot, I put that in air quotes, breakfast buffets.
Oh yes.
A waffle maker.
Yeah, right. Right. Three waffle makers.
I don't know what you're doing today, but I found my activity.
Yeah.
Waking up America like no one else.
I sat there at the waffle station, she had three irons, and I said, I got all these.
That's just what you're
turn,
what?
Turn,
what?
Turn, turn. Yeah.
Turn, right.
Flipping them the 180
You were that
degrees.
Guy. You were blocking people. Go, hi, can you?
No, whoa, no, whoa. No,
hey,
no. Right.
Hey, Daddy's got something working here, right. And it's something special.
Yeah, you make sure you spray that with the non-stick stuff before,
exactly.
Sir.
Exactly. Spray it first. Shh, so stupid. It was such a madhouse every morning. God. And I hated myself for being there.
The Steve Zabin Show. Mornings.
6 to 10 Eastern.
On Yahoo Sports Radio.
Have you ever been turned down because of bad credit? Don't let your dreams disappear. Just call us at Parkview Credit today and see how much we can help boost your credit score. We've helped thousands repair their credit so they can finally start qualifying for the purchases they've been dreaming about. Stop being held back from getting the things you want. Call 800-932-7559 to see how much we can help your credit score no matter how bad it is. Call now, 800-932-7559. That's 800-932-7559.
If you have sleep apnea, this isn't a radio commercial. It's a gift. The gift of sleeping in total comfort anywhere you want, thanks to Transcend, the world's very first mini CPAP. Because right now, we'll give you the opportunity to try Transcend absolutely risk-free for a full 10 days. Call us now, 1-800-941-5963. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend Mini CPAP is as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound, giving you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Give yourself the gift of sleeping comfortably anywhere, anytime you want. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day in-home trial. 1-800-941-5963. That's 1-800-941-5963.
The Steve Zabin Show.
Went through a list of the best cities to retire in based on criteria that nobody agrees with. We did our Game of Thrones 1 minute review. Yeah. Just 1 minute. That's all it took. Me being way behind. Talked about Zerlon Tipton Jr. shooting himself while reaching for a loaded gun in his duffel bag of guns while dropping his car off at the car dealership to get repaired.
Waking up America like no one else.
Got Johnny Manziel's Hi Dad from Cabo we talked about. And of course, the fridge back in the news because of Buddy Ryan passing away. We find that the fridge is not in good shape. He is drinking every day. He's a known alcoholic. Drinking he's 450 pounds drinking every day. And he's got a variety of health ailments, but nobody seems to be able to reach him. And that's called a good show because, trust me, there ain't nothing else going on.
The Steve Zabin Show. Mornings.
6 to 10 Eastern.
On Yahoo Sports Radio. Tony D on the third shift.
It's Tony D with you
on Yahoo Sports Radio and yahoosportsradio.com.
All right, Tony D here on Yahoo Sports Radio. Thanks for joining us as we take you through the night tonight. Brandon on Twitter, Carl Anthony Towns should have won breakthrough athlete. Yeah, maybe. That's all right. I mean, you could see the sort of case for everybody. My thing is, I feel like, and I may be misremembering this, if that's a word. I think Roger Clemens used that in his testimony on the steroids. I misremembered. I remember the ESPYs used to have really funky categories, like best NBA play or best comeback victory, or just these little things that we could really remember the year in sports. These are pretty basic awards: best athlete, best football player, best baseball player. These are pretty basic ESPY awards.
Yeah, I don't remember the old, like the older ESPYs. I probably didn't watch it that much. I don't even know why I watched this one. All I wanted to see was Craig Sager and the story about the high school football kid.
Yeah.
Wanted to see. And then I ended up watching a majority of it.
That's why I was saying earlier, man, I can't rip the ESPYs. There's a lot of really touching moments the ESPYs have had. Remember Norm Macdonald? Oh, no, this is way, way back.
Yes.
Norm Macdonald got in trouble with at the ESPYs. He went over the top in his monologue on the ESPYs years ago. Well, this has been around a while, right? Because Jim Valvano spoke at the ESPYs, and that was early 90s.
Yes, it was. They said, I don't know, was it even longer than that?
Yeah, and see, but here's the thing. The problem with this is, look, let's go back to the Academy Award thing and the Tonys and the Grammys, okay? The reason why those are important is because they have been accepted as the standard of greatness, okay? So winning an Oscar puts you in a certain elite category of actors, directors, whatever the film industry, whatever part of the film industry you're in, if you win an Academy Award, it takes you to another level. If you create a Broadway play and you win a Tony, it takes your play to another level. It means more people will want to see it. It means more people would want to experience whatever it is. Music, the same thing. We see Taylor Swift up there with a whole bunch of Grammys. We see all sorts of artists winning Grammys. It takes your takes you and your craft to another level. That doesn't happen here at all. It hasn't. It doesn't happen in any way because the athletes that are being honored have already got that recognition within their sport. They don't need an ESPY to validate that. You know, Kyle Busch, for example, won the ESPY for best driver. Now, this is for all drivers. So I'm assuming, because it doesn't say NASCAR or IndyCar on it, so he's up against all these other open-wheel drivers or whatever. But nevertheless, he won the NASCAR championship. That's what he's judged by. Jordan Spieth, the same thing. He won two majors. An ESPY for best male golfer is cool, but he plays for a green jacket, a claret jug, a Wanamaker trophy, or the U.S. Open trophy. So Serena Williams, the same thing. Novak Djokovic, the same thing. Bryce Harper, the same thing. These are nice honors, but they're not the defining award for your career. No one is going to say LeBron James, X amount of All-Stars, X amount of championship, and 12-time best NBA Player of the Year honor by ESPY. ESPY award winner. Nobody says that.
I think we should start that.
You think so?
Yeah.
That'd be kind of cool. LeBron James, 7-time ESPY award winner, LeBron James spoke in front of the Cleveland crowd.
Just forget the MVPs and stuff. Let's just go by ESPYs. That.
I'm surprised it hasn't happened already.
Yeah, no kidding.
I mean, it's the award's been around for 20-plus years, for crying out loud.
Jimmy V was 23 years ago.
See? And that's one of the greatest moments in ESPY history. It's one of the reasons the Jimmy V Award is taking place, because of that speech. You know what that speech has done for cancer research? I mean, there are moments where you talk about movements, like that, where it's sparked by something. That Jimmy V, that's 23 years ago. That Jimmy V speech, can I take my heart, can I take my mind? That Jimmy V speech is one of the springboards to one of the greatest, you know, moments of calling out for research and money to a cause. It's great. Been around that, like I said, been around for a while, but it's never going to be like, it's never just going to be the defining thing for these athletes. It's still pretty cool. I mean, they do the red carpet. It's got an opening monologue. It's a great show. And the other thing about respecting it, this is one of the reasons why I respect it, is it's self-promotion at the largest level. I get it. But at the same time, look at the crowd. Everybody's there. Nobody misses it. There's no training camps in the NFL up yet. Major League Baseball is in its All-Star break, right? It's at a convenient time. If you're a driver, you can fly in and fly out. Well, golfers can't go because they're at the British Open. But nevertheless, the NBA season's done. The NHL season is done. College basketball is done. College football is done. Well, it's not started yet, I should say. So you can get all sorts of people there. You can bring in a whole bunch of people to fly in for the night and make it a big party. So it's at the right time of the year for that kind of thing. It's got celebrities. It's got the red carpet. It's got the awards. But it's never going to be the defining thing for these guys. I don't think Cam Newton is going to wake up and say, man, I had a great career. I won 5 ESPYs for best NFL player. If he doesn't have a Super Bowl trophy, that's what they're defined by. But an actor, that's all they need is an Academy Award. They don't need anything else. I remember Matt Damon and Ben Affleck winning the award for Good Will Hunting in 1997. I remember thinking, they were like my age. I remember thinking, their lives are never going to be the same. For the rest of their lives, that trophy means everything to them. They'll never, ever, ever have a career like what they're going about to experience just because of that little trophy. Tony D, Yahoo Sports Radio.